ABC Radio Australia.
While the global population has hit 8 billion, a spat has broken out about the population of Papua New Guinea. A study from the United Nations suggests PNG's population could be almost double the official estimate. To help us get to the bottom of PNG's true population size, joining me now is FDC Pacific Fellow at the Yiloi Institute, Maholupa Laville. Good morning to you, Maho.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, very interesting here, 17 million, as we've heard, that's the new estimate by the UN Population Fund of PNG's population. But I understand you're a bit skeptical of that figure. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I am skeptical. And just like the earlier guests that you had, Paul Bach and Professor Stephen Howes, I think we really need to get our hands on the study. And I was cited in the Australian article. And I asked for the article, and the author didn't have it anyway. We really have to see the methodology, and it seems that satellite imaging doesn't work in countries like PNG, just because PNG has 96 districts. 91 of those districts are rural, and so counting, for example, nightlights or roofs of houses when the household are not credible and are used in, say, the 2011 census that was incredible.
Yes, so it sounds like, Maho, you haven't seen that study, and as you mentioned, it does use satellite imagery. I mean, we're hearing that the 17 million figure is almost double. You know, we understand that it's at about around 9 million that that the previous estimate was for Papua New Guinea's population. I mean, are some of the questions just how do you hide this many people? How is it unknown that the population is so high? Do you think the actual population is closer to the previously known 9 million mark?
So the PNG government and other think tanks that work on PNG have done credible studies that place PNG's population about 9 to 11 million. If the population was as high as 17 million, we would see that pressure in other things like overload in hospital, patients, overload in schools, and we're not seeing that. So again, if we have the study, the report, then we'd be able to make an informed comment. But at this moment, it seems a little far-fetched.
I mean, is this a question around the media reporting on this study that it sounds like it hasn't been widely available? Do you think some questions should be asked there as well?
Yes and no. A lot of the problems cited in the Australian article are problems that PNG has faced with. Now, it doesn't matter if the population is 17 million or the population is 11 million or the population is 9. We see that service delivery is pretty poor. We see that the borders to the east with Solomon Islands for PNG and to the west with Indonesia is very porous and people are illegally migrating and our government doesn't have the numbers for that. And again, our chief statistical office, the National Statistics Office, like you reported earlier, has its own governance issues. So there's a lot of questions with the current estimates that government has. And so, again, like Professor Stephen Howes said, PNG urgently needs a census, and its PNG's development partners should support government's plan to carry out a 2024 census.
And is there another aspect? I mean, we just recently had the elections in Papua New Guinea. We see good turnouts, high turnouts in PNG elections, along with other issues that we also see, including violence and instability during that time. But if the fact is that the population size is unknown or much bigger than previously known, that could put a question around the strength of Papua New Guinea's democracy and elected governments as well, no?
It is. And a lot of the problems with the elections that we had this year and then the elections of 2017 and the ones before that was that the electoral roll wasn't updated properly. And it was inflated by some estimates, particularly for the previous electoral rolls. And then in this election, it was abandoned. And because it wasn't updated, there were estimates that about a million voters were disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. Now, if we have a credible census, that can be used to actually assess the integrity of the roll. And because The roll is faulty, and then we have a census that is faulty. We really don't know indicators like the voter turnout or voter participation. And it stands to question if government is deliberately manipulating or at least delaying the census because it doesn't want a credible estimate of how much it's manipulated the election system, or if it's just the passive issue of it couldn't run the census during COVID-19. But again, if we have a good census, that should be the focus now so that we can assess things like democracy and other things like service delivery.
And could that also hint to why we might be seeing that the Papua New Guinean government doesn't want this report published? That's what we've been reporting here on ABC. Why wouldn't the Papua New Guinea government publicize this report?
So at this moment, I am uncertain. But in my opinion, I think government does not trust the credibility of the report. And then it is also very politically sensitive, because if there is a number like 17 million, then previous government estimates of what GDP per capita is, because 17 million, and then you have government's estimates of about 9 million, so 17 million is almost double, which means that indicators for living standards like GDP per capita would halve, and also non-resource GDP, because PNG doesn't have a credible estimate for gross national income. And so the best estimate that we have is non-resource GDP per capita, and that would halve as well, and then bring us lower than the low middle income that we have to a low-income country like countries in Southern Africa.
So pretty significant outcomes just from the changing in population size and the estimates there. If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat, we're speaking to FDC Pacific Fellow at the Lowy Institute, Mahalopa Laville. We're talking about that interesting study. It's been reported in The Australian yesterday about Papua New Guinea's population could be as high as 17 million, according to one United Nations report, which hasn't been circulated. We haven't seen it yet. But we are hearing some skepticism from that report, including from Maho yourself. Now, we've been talking about why Papua New Guinea might not be keen to publicize this study, claiming that 17 million is the population size of Papua New Guinea. But how about on Australia's side? We understand that it funded this report. Why would Australia care how big Papua New Guinea's population is?
Australia has a lot of concern with Papua New Guinea. I mean, Papua New Guinea is Australia's closest neighbour. We border to the northern tip of Australia and up the southern tip of PNG by about 3 kilometres. And so that close, even by sea, if PNG's population drastically increases, that increases its security risk. But also because Australia's closest neighbour, obviously for geopolitical security reasons, for the region at large, and for just the shared history, the everything else that PNG stands as in its importance to Australia. It's in Australia's best interest that PNG accurately assesses its population, and also the level or extent to which its services are delivered.
And now we understand that there is a census coming up, I believe, in 2024. Do you foresee any problems there? Will we potentially get an accurate number for Papua New Guinea's population during that census?
So we're all hoping that it's run right. The 2011 census, again, wasn't done credibly. It was a rushed study by the National Statistics Office. There were a lot of problems around how trained the officials were, the logistics behind it, the funding from the PNG government to the actual census. And so we fear that a lot of those problems haven't been rectified from within the National Statistics Office, and they've can possibly be repeated. But again, the National Statistics Office has run a pretty successful demographic and health survey. And even though this wasn't done in a year, it was done from 2016 to 2018. It was done largely by the support of the USAID. And so we believe that if development partners are keen on helping the PNG government run a successful study, and they support it from now till the census. I believe that we can run a credible census. That'll be the first census in about over 20 years that we have credible estimates of Fiji's population.